Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tatum has reached a new height, man. Superstar 11. We all got to continue to improve and go with him. The way he's playing is unreal. We got to continue to find ways to allow him to reach his potential. But at the same time, we got to continue to find ways to win games and be, you know, the team that we're supposed to be. He's been playing unreal, man. It was a joy to watch him tonight. I wish we would have got the win. But, you know, to come in here and do what he did to the Lakers, it's not too many people can say they did that.
That was Jaylen Brown on the performance of Jason Tatum on Sunday. Tatum dropped 41 points on the Los Angeles Lakers. Was unstoppable, especially in that second, third quarter. Just took over the ball game. And then you can saw the importance of him because the Lakers wanted nothing to do with him in the fourth quarter. They double-teamed every time he had the ball, get the ball out of his hands. But the man, you know, you go back the last three games, and only the last three because it was the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard. He was the best player in the court. I think he was again on Sunday. I mean, just man-child.
22-year-old man-child. Now, I would say that, you know, I don't know how you feel, but my admiration and thoughts of Tatum, I mean, they just grow exponentially. It's nuts how much better this guy's getting day in and day out. And if you're thinking that you don't have a max play, you don't have a superstar, you have one on your team. It's just really young. I mean, every challenge, every obstacle that he needs to overcome, he excels. I mean, you have opportunity, you have example after example of how good this guy is going to be. He's 22 years old. So he came in the league super young, not a ton of experience, and look how much weight, look how much thicker this guy is. Look how much stronger he is, and I would say even more confident. I mean, and I don't think it has, you know, whether Kyrie Irving was here or not, Kemba Walker, doesn't matter. The guy was going to end up growing into a stud that he is.
You know, the good thing I like about him is you know, in this game here, he went 13 for 15 from the line. It went to the line 8 times against Minnesota, he dropped 28, and against the Clippers 10 times. Getting to the line, the way he takes it to the basket, some of the moves on the way to the basket to create his shot, there's like a different level to his game right now. And you watch him in the fourth quarter, and they like I said, they're trying to get the ball out of his hands. Now, Jaylen Brown wasn't great until that fourth quarter when he got 10 points. He had 20 in the game. In the fourth quarter, he had 10 because they were doubling Tatum. And it was, okay, I need somebody else. And this is where I go to Gordon Hayward. You know, 10 points. You know, 9 assists, 8 rebounds on 5 for 15 shooting. 0 for 5 from 3. Had a guy calling in earlier, or actually it was texting. I just looked up at this text board and said, you guys are being too hard on Hayward. I mean, if he missed the 3 bunny layups that he had, he would have had 16 points. If he needed one more assist and 2 more rebounds, he would have had a triple-double. And it's like, well, Jesus, really? Is that what we're going to do? He did miss 3 bunnies, which would have helped him win this game. He didn't have 10 assists. He didn't have 10 rebounds. You went small. Someone's going to get the rebounds. They all, you know, got a bunch of rebounds in this game. You know, Tice got 9. Smart got 7. Everybody felt like they got 6 or 7 because they had to. They had no bigs in this game. They played small the whole time. But if you really think Gordon Hayward was good yesterday, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you need more from him. See, we're going to go back to the Al Horford days, right? Who, by the way, is benched and everybody wants him off the team in Philadelphia. You don't see the little things that Hayward does. You know, he creates a shot. He creates for everybody else. It's the playmaking ability. Okay. The guy was an all-star.
Yep.
In big games lately, it's just there's been some no-shows from him, especially when you're double-teaming Jason Tatum. The idea of this basketball team is that when you, whoever that guy is, and Tatum looks to be that guy, and that was respect in the fourth quarter. The beauty of this team is, okay, you've got Jaylen Brown, who checked in with 10. You got Gordon Hayward. Now, I know Kemba didn't play, but Kemba's there as well. So if Jaylen's going to hook it up, where's Gordon Hayward in this game?
Well, I mean,
you need more.
Of course. I mean, are you telling me that Gordon Hayward is the new Al Horford?
I feel like sort of, yes, for some people.
This guy's a five-time All-Star.
For some people, yes.
No, I feel like he's I feel like I see more of the old, consistent All-Star Hayward than I do the guy we've seen the last couple of years.
No, I think he's been better this year. But
I think he's been a lot better.
The litmus test is if a guy has a bad game and everybody gets mad at you for saying he's got a bad game because you don't see the little things, that's the old Al Horford test. If you have a bad game, you know, and Al would be 2 for 10.
Yeah.
Score 6 points.
You didn't see the pick that he made.
You didn't see how he opened the floor.
Yeah, you see him box out that guy?
Dude, he was like, he's a point guard. You see him dribbling up? He's a point guard. How many guys can do that? It's like, no. Okay, Gordon Hayward with Kemba out and you're doubling team in Jason Tatum, I expect more from him. That's all.
Well, whether or not Jason Tatum is a star, I think it's undeniable. Like, he is. I mean, he has arrived. I mean, can you imagine what this guy is going to look like in a couple of years?
And listen, All-Star game, but that Clippers game, national TV, Lakers game, national TV, and he dominated. He was the best player on the court against the Clippers. He was the best player on the court last night. So there's a lot of eyes, and you see a lot of people. I got even
Perkins.
LeBron James.
Oh, LeBron.
LeBron James. Actually, he posted this, first of all. On Instagram, he posted a picture of he and Jason Tatum sitting on the sidelines, like waiting to come into the game. And he says, "That boy to the left of me is an absolute problem. Keep going. Hashtag young king."
Mm.
So, and this was LeBron James actually after the game talking about Jason Tatum as well.
Trying to make it tough on him. You know, the kid is special. And obviously, that's the reason he's first time All-Star. You know, he's been special all year. You know, down the stretch, we put KC on him as a designated defender, but. You know, he had 8 eyes behind him. He had 4 guys with 8 eyes on him, just trying to help him talk, communicate, just trying to make it tough on the kid. But he was special all night.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay.
Now so we had a poll. Jason Tatum.
We had a poll.
Is he a top 10 player right now? We tweeted it out. No shock here. Because 68% of you said yes, which I think is a little high.
Say, take a poll?
Right now? The idea is I think he's approaching that. Is it right now? I wouldn't put him there right now. Now, listen, last three games, would I put him there? Sure, last three games. But is he there right now? Maybe by the end of the year he will be.
Well, see, this is what happens, though, Lou. So you string some good games together. Not only are you starting to get respect from analysts, you're getting it from players. But I think it's a little bit, you know, premature when you start mentioning, you know, MVP. So Perkins the other day said this about our boy Tatum.
He is a superstar in the making. Listen, Jason Tatum overnight went from All-Star to possibly in the MVP conversation. When you watch Jason Tatum before the All-Star break, he killed the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard, flat out outplayed them. And then you watched him last night, he was putting on a clinic all across the board, giving them, he was in his suitcase, not his bag, Green, he was in his suitcase. And when you look at Jason Tatum, I wouldn't be surprised if this kid wouldn't be a Celtic for life.
Oh, he's going to be, hopefully.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't know. You know, overnight, possibly. No, in order to be an MVP, even to be considered, you got to be the highest scorer. So whoever scores the most points, whoever averages the most points is usually going to be your MVP. Right now, it's Harden. We'll see who else. Giannis, something like that. LeBron, possibly, even though he doesn't average the most in the league. But no, I think he's getting – everything is coming to him at the right time. And I will say, based on – the way this team is constructed, based on how fast and how well everybody's playing together, like I think fans are going to be, going to be kicking themselves based on the fact that they're maybe one player away. Because we've said it all year, the biggest issue with this team is not their starting five. It's not the guys
that
start.
Top six.
Not the top six guys. It's everybody after. It's the others. All those other guys who create nothing, who give you nothing, who give you no points whatsoever. I mean, for the Lakers, Kyle Kuzman. He had 16 points off the bench, more than Boston's entire bench combined. I mean, the bench scoring was non-existent. Romeo Langford, 5 points. Wanamaker missed all 5 of his shots, didn't do anything. That's the only thing you're missing.
That's the difference.
That's
you
know, it.
Neither one of us are going to call them a cute little team. That's a Glenn Ordway thing, okay? But there's no question that when you play teams like the Clippers, when you play teams like the Lakers, the Milwaukee Bucks, the biggest difference isn't exactly, you know, the top five, top six. I mean, granted, you know, Giannis, LeBron, I get it, Kawhi, they've got that guy. It's the bench. And this was Brad Stevens, postgame. He had this to say about the game.
I thought the difference in the game to me was their second group, Rondo and Howard and Caruso, and then, you know, a couple of other guys really turned up the heat defensively on us. And we didn't handle it as well. Led to some steals, led to some turnovers, some points. The game got back, you know, back and forth, and then it was really a great game from there on out.
And that's the difference. And when you look at these two teams, I mean, you know, you look at as far as the starters go, right? They had Avery Bradley, Danny Green, but you've got Rondo back there as well, Caruso, Kuzma's coming off the bench, Caldwell Pope, and Dwight Howard. You know, Howard played a lot, you know, with Anthony Davis. And you're talking about bigs. You can't match up. I mean, Brad Wanamaker's your guy. You know, Romeo Langford's out there. He's covering LeBron James. Grant Williams, we know what he is. God bless him. You know, there's a lot of effort there. I like him. I don't know if he's a difference maker. You know, Ogilvy, you know what he is. Good for a few minutes of defense. Then you got Enes Kanter, who played 5 minutes. He played 5 minutes because he can't cover Anthony Davis. Hell, he got trouble covering JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard. So it's, I mean, that's your bench. Ogilvy, Wanamaker, Kanter, Langford. You know, and I understand, you know, Kemba's out. So then now you got six deep. And after that, there's a reason why the Clippers and the Bucks and the Lakers are championship caliber teams. And it's not just because they have a great starting five. They do, and the Celtics do as well. But it's that next group that comes in that gives you those big moments. And we remember the championship teams here with the Celtics. Like, you need those kind of guys. You know, you need the Eddie Houses and the P.J. Browns and the James Poseys, right?
Yes.
So to me, when you watch this and I see an article, like Nick Fryer says, how losing the Lakers proved the Celtics are contenders. No.
See,
I don't see it because I think it exposes their one weakness bench that's going to end up costing them.
Yeah, see, I asked you earlier. So I'm looking at some of the best teams. Like, you do your power rankings. And, you know, if I'm going to have my power rankings, it's the Bucks, it's the Lakers, it's the Raptors, it's the Celtics, the Clippers, and I'll throw the Heat in there.
Houston, whatever.
No, I mean, sure. But, I mean, that's out of those teams, because I think Nick is right. I think we've seen more of what's possible in that loss than we did anything else. I'm more convinced that they're more than just a cute little team. They legit have an opportunity. Because out of those teams that I just mentioned, there's only one team that I think they couldn't beat in a best of seven. Only one team. I don't want to know what team do you think it is. Out of the Bucks, the Lakers, the Raptors.
I think there's three. Me personally, I think it's Milwaukee, the Lakers, and the Clippers. And we're talking about a seven-game series. We're not talking about one game. I know they beat the Clippers. I know they just lost by two to the Lakers without Kemba Walker. I get it all. But in a seven-game series, playoff basketball, you have six guys, and I think you're short. Now, do I love the future of this team? Absolutely, especially with what you see Tatum. But this year, I don't think you can beat those three teams.
I think you can. I think you've seen more signs that this young team, this scrappy team, is starting to play like, you know, seasoned veterans that have that know how to win. So I give you Paul Pierce. Now, I get it. Paul Pierce is a lifer. Number is retired. He's, you know, green teamer through and through. But I don't know if you respect his opinion or his ability to analyze basketball. But here's what he said about the Celtics.
Paul, is this one of the worst matchups for the Lakers?
If these two meet in the finals,
yeah,
full strength, Celtics have the advantage psychologically after what we've just seen these last two games.
Okay.
I mean, period. I mean, I think Celtics have the best starting five in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the best collection of forwards, scoring forwards. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to win in the game today. Oh. If you look at all the top champions over the last 20 years, and you say, who's been the finals MVP? It's going to be that swing guy who can get his own shot, who can come off the makeup.
Like the Paul Pierce type?
The Paul Pierce type, the Kobe Bryant type.
Yeah, so he's talking about Tatum.
Yes.
He's talking about Tatum. Kevin didn't even play in this game. And I agree with him. I don't think the Lakers are a bad matchup, but I think the Bucks are a bad matchup.
So if they,
I think
if
they don't have an answer
if
for
they
Giannis,
lose to the
period.
Bucks, if they, you know, when they lose, maybe it's in the finals, whatever. Why? Why do you think they would lose? Is it because of the big that Danny didn't get?
I think they don't have an answer for Giannis. So for
I think
the two best players for the Bucks,
they have nobody coming off the bench.
Well, no, I think that's
nobody.
That's a significant issue.
Nobody.
But as far as you have Giannis and you have Middleton. Okay, I'm just talking about the Bucks' two best players. Middleton shooting threes left and right. Giannis pretty much doing whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, getting points whenever. You have no answer for him, period. You don't have anyone to stop him. So, and you would sit there and go, well, you know, they played him twice. They won one. They lost one. Okay, fine. I don't know. I think, I don't look at that as the regular season. They do play him two more times. They play him, once again in March, March 12th and again April 5th. And, you know, not saying that's going to be the telltale sign, but after watching them against the Clippers, watching them against the Lakers, I believe that this is a team, like the way it's built, can fight this team and can win a best of seven series. The only team I know they can't win, no matter what, is the Bucks.
Well, I just look at that team and I just see guys like George Hill. You know what I mean? Like just Kyle Korver, Ilya Sova. You know, just Marvin Williams, who went over there as well. Like, when you, I think they're close. But I think at the deadline, I will look back and say, you didn't go out and get two veterans coming off the bench that can stabilize and just give you 10, 12 minutes. Again, your P.J. Brown, Eddie House types.
Well, all their
those
guys
are championship
the bench
teams. Yeah. Like, championship benches look like Rondo.
True.
Dwight Howard.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They look like that. Even the kid Kuzma, whatever. But still, Avery Bradley coming in playing defense. That's what championship benches look like.
Well, you do have a point.
Not a bunch
their,
of kids like Brad Wanamaker and Semi Ojeleye and Romeo Langford and Grant Williams and Cantor who can't even get in the damn game because he can't cover anybody. So, listen, I think the Sixers are still a tough matchup, but this team should get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They absolutely should. But when you're talking about teams, I feel like that's going to be the area we're going to be talking an awful lot about. Why did they lose game two? Why did they lose game six? Why did they lose the series? Because the bench scoring was 40-8. You know, I mean, just ridiculous. 36-10 on the bench.
Yeah,
you know?
And you'll be kicking yourself because you're really, really close. And all it takes is one move. It's all it takes is one guy, some veteran guy. And you're right about the bench. You have a bunch of kids, a bunch of babies who have no business being out there, and you're hoping then they can just keep it close so they don't just lose it completely.
Well, it's one of those teams that, you know, when you're at home, you know, game three against the Bucks, you know, Brad Wanamaker, you know, we'll go 3-for-4, you know, from the 3-point line and chip in for 12, 15 points or something out of nowhere, right? And then all of a sudden he goes to Milwaukee and he's like he was last night, 0-for-4. You know, it's just veterans. That's what they're missing. Let's go to Brad in Rhode Island. Brad, go ahead, pal. You're on OMF.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up?
Listen, I agree with you, Lou, that the bench, I've been saying it all year, they needed another piece. But then at the deadline, I wanted Robert Covington, but I can't even really figure out what Houston, it was a 14 deal. I can't figure out really what they gave up to get him.
Well, Capella.
Who would you have liked to see? Yeah, they gave up picks, too. Well, who would you have liked to see, like, what move do you think was out there? Or do you think guys, other GMs are wary of Danny at this point?
Well, I do wonder some of that, you know, and I know a lot of people that are sitting there saying, Danny did the right thing. You didn't want to, you know, trade away guys or whatever it was, picks, and some of these guys, years of control of this guy, years of control of that guy, and just as far as names, it's, you know, I don't know the names that were out there. We're just talking about, you know, veteran guys coming off the bench scoring. And it seemed more important to protect guys like Romeo Langford, you know, and Wanamaker or Ojeleye and the 17th, which could be the 17th pick of Memphis, not wanting to give that up or your own pick or another first-round pick. I mean, there's years where it's just like, you know, Danny did a good job of not trading away, you know, future assets. And then we'll go into the draft and say, well, Danny will take these three picks and, you know, trade up and involve a player and move up, and he doesn't, and he takes three players. And then you got a team up in Maine that's like going for a championship, you know, because, you know, you got guys popping in and out of there, and they just got a lot of bodies at the back end of the bench that you sit there and say, you've got six players right now that can match up with anybody, but you're going to lose because 7, 8, 9. You know, there's nobody there.
Sounds like a joke.
No, it's just, and that's,
I think the guy we miss the most is Marcus Morris. I know he wanted starter dollars, and he's playing well, but he was a big loss, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm talking like something like that. Now, you're going to convince Marcus Morris, thanks for the call, you know, to take that type of role, to be a seventh man? But that's what championship teams look like. You know, a player like that coming off the bench. Let's go to Sam in Maine. Sam, go ahead with the Red Claws. Speaking of the Red Claws, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, well, of course, that's a fun game to see. But I don't know if they needed a big. I'd rather see them get a knockdown shooter like Eddie House, because it feels like anyone off the bench, they don't have to guard, and they're double-teaming Tatum, even with Kemba out there. And I don't know who is available, but I think just one of those guys who can come in and other teams have to respect as a three-point shooter. And really, since House or Ray Allen, who's the last just knockdown killer shooter that they've had?
Coming off the bench. Yeah.
No.
For sure.
I agree with you. I mean, that would be the ideal situation. I'm not going to, I mean, do we need to throw Isaiah Thomas's name out there? It doesn't look like that's going to happen, but you need somebody, I would say, who can create on his own, can get their own shot, doesn't need a lot of help, is going to sit there and just create and get buckets. And that's all you really want him to do. Listen, go out there, give me 15 minutes. And during that period of time, just make sure we don't lose the lead or it doesn't get drastically worse. Because you don't have anyone who could make a shot.
How old is Jamal Crawford? Is he like 58? Oh, 39. But he hasn't played all year long, right?
Hasn't played this year.
And then you start talking about Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay? Isaiah Thomas. He's out there. We know what Isaiah is. I know Glenn at first wasn't in on Isaiah. But when you start looking at possibly who could be available, you start wondering about Isaiah Thomas coming off the bench. You know, he a Brad Wanamaker. What do you feel better about? Isaiah was shooting the ball okay.
Here's the thing. It's like, I mean, I know it's probably not going to happen because it's somewhat of a desperate move, you know, and you draft these guys for a reason. You need to see if they can develop or not. It's the playoffs. Your minutes are going to be shortened. The bench is going to be shortened. Guys, like, is Wanamaker going to get 18 minutes, you know, every game in the playoffs? Is Romeo Langford going to get almost 16 minutes? Like, I just don't see it happening. You know, you'll end up riding the hot hand. And hopefully they don't kill you too badly.
Danny Ainge, actually, I think it was a couple weeks back, you know, because Isaiah was involved in that deal with Marcus Morris that went out to the Clippers, and then they got rid of him. They cut him right away, bought him out, whatever it was. But this was Danny Ainge talking about why maybe it's not a good fit.
I love Isaiah. I just don't I'm not sure that he's the right fit for us, but I'm not sure that he's not. We're still evaluating to see who comes available on the open market. I think they're, you know, we're hoping that maybe somebody that's a more of a need and a better fit. But who knows? We'll see. I think it's a challenge with Kemba and Isaiah. I think the size at the guard position. I mean, we just, you know, coming off playing the Houston Rockets as an example, like their guards are huge. James Harden and Russell Westbrook are incredible athletes with power and strength. And I think that makes it tough, you know? And so I don't think that is a great fit for our team right now.
No. And I don't think it is either. I don't think it's going to happen. And I think the team that you have right now is a team you're going to roll into the playoffs with.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you look at them, there's really not many options out there. I mean, unless we go back and go get Ray Allen, see if he wants to play again. I heard he's in good shape.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think this is kind of where you're at. You know, Isaiah Thomas, you know, it might be a situation, too, where, you know, a week from now, maybe they bring him in. Then you go back to that quote and you could say, well, that was 2 weeks ago when the people were getting bought out and they wanted to wait and see what it looked like. But what they see is they don't like. So yeah, now they can sit there and say, well, we got a guy in Isaiah Thomas that would love to come back in Boston. So given what's out there, you know, maybe he's a guy that, you know, that all of a sudden things do change.
Yeah, I just feel like, don't you think it's kind of like that page in Celtics history has been closed? I just feel like it's like there were to be high expectations. There was be this huge thought that he's going to come in and be the guy that he was, you know, king of the fourth and the little guy just, you know, winning games, last second shots. That's just not going to be him. Now, if you want someone purely to come off the bench and just, you know, reckless abandon, shoot from wherever, do whatever he wants, then that's your guy.
Well, I'm just saying, Isaiah this year, like, you know, he was with Washington, 23 minutes a game. He was shooting 40% from the floor, which was as high as since he left Boston. Now, it was 463 that last year. But 41% from three-point land, which is a career high. And he's averaging 4.5 of a game.
He's on a crap team. He does whatever he wants.
He was shooting. He was hitting threes.
No, that's, listen, I hear you, but don't you think it'll be a little bit more structured?
I do, but he's hitting threes.
I mean, but I know, but you won't get the same. You won't get the same opportunities. He won't be able to just create and do whatever what the hell he wants to.
But he was hitting threes.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think it's happening.
Yes. In a second, I want to go to Griffin in the car. Not concerned about the bench. Go ahead, Griffin.
Hey guys, I just wanted to a couple of cliche things. I think, you know, one of the big things moving forward for the Celts is going to be their health. I think if Kemba and Robert Williams come back, some of those younger guys get, you know, jettisoned towards the end of the bench to that, you know, 12 and 15 range. But, you know, the other thing is that when Marcus goes back to the bench, I think that, you know, that shores that unit up. And with the shorter rotations in the playoffs, you're only playing 8 guys a night, possibly 9. And that top 8, I think, is a lot more formidable than, you know, the top 8 that we have right now.
Who's the 7-8? Robert Williams?
Cantor, as the big who scores. I know he can't guard, but...
Cantor played 5 minutes against the Lakers. Why do you think that is?
I mean, I understand. In the first game, he played a bunch of minutes, and he scored, and he played well. And I think it was just a matchup problem last night. But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah. Well, and listen, maybe you're right. Maybe it's one guy. Because if you said Robert Williams wants some depth or Cantor some depth at the big, maybe it's just one guy. I want better than Wanamaker. I want one guy.
Yeah.
One guy coming off that bench, you know, because, you know, when you look at it, you're right. You got 6 deep. We said that before. You got 6 deep. Maybe Robert Williams comes in and he entices kind of like the bigs, right? And Cantor, you know, we'll see limited minutes. But, okay, you got Wanamaker, Romeo Langford, Carson Edwards. So maybe it's one guy. Maybe it's just that. You know, give me somebody with a little bit more than those three.
Ooh, all right. I know.
It couldn't hurt them to place a phone call to Ray Allen and see if there's any interest.
Sure.
No, Patrick. We're not doing Ray Allen. Let's go to Kevin and Quincy, who wants to talk about Danny Ainge. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. First, Lou, just because I know you're a fan, I just wanted to see if you had any thoughts on Steve's suspension today.
On Steve's? I didn't know anything about it.
Steve Robinson, 3-day suspension.
Oh, I sure it was deserved. You got anything on Ainge?
Okay. Yeah, so basically, I think realistically, you're not the whole not being able to get somebody at the deadline, I think that, you know, that's kind of Ainge's mismanagement of the cap.
Mm-hmm.
And in a certain way, it kind of goes back to Kyrie, right? It's Kyrie, if he had stayed, if he had signed, then you can sign Terry Rozier, extend him above the cap, right, because he's your own player, get him in that $12 to $14 million range, and then he becomes a contract that you can move for a player like Covington, like people were saying. Like right now, the Celtics don't have anybody kind of in that sweet spot in terms of the salary-wise, and a lot of that goes back to drafting, right? The mid-range guys, which we've signed, the Gershon Yabusele, the Ante Zizic, the, you know, RJ Hunters, none of those developed into guys that you extended past their rookie contracts to get you those contracts you can move.
Well, Kevin, I think it was a sign and trade, wasn't it? Rozier, that's how you got Kemba in the first place?
Well, it was, but if Kyrie had stayed, then you wouldn't have needed to spend.
You want Kyrie here?
I'm not saying.
Listen, Kevin, I don't want any part of it. Because of that, I'm going to suspend you for 3 days. You and Steve both. Gone. Dunsky. 3 days. I'll get more into that information. I'll find out why he was just off the air. But that's okay. Done. 3 days. All right, listen, OMF. No Ordway. It's just the MFers here. We'll continue taking some of your calls on Jason Tatum. You hear a little bit more people think about Jason Tatum. Has he reached that level? Is he a top 10 player? And is it exactly what the Celtics need? We'll do that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Would you like to end up finishing your career here in Boston?
At some point. These was the most fun times of my career. I turned into a superstar here. The world knew my name when I played for the Boston Celtics. Not saying they don't now, but playing for the Celtics changed my whole career, on and off the floor. This city and this organization treated my family with 100% respect, and, you know, decisions happen. And, I mean, I never hold no grudge against anybody, even if I'm not for that decision. But, I mean, you never know what can happen. My options are always open no matter what it is, and I mean, if I end up back here at some point, that'd make the story that much better.
Right, that was Isaiah Thomas last year when he returned to the Garden. I think he was with Denver at that point. His storybook ended. This was actually Isaiah Thomas. He talked to Alex Kennedy, Hoops Hype's Alex Kennedy, a few days ago. They asked him about the possible return to Boston. He said, for sure, if the opportunity presented itself, I hold no grudges, and they know that. I have genuine love for the city of Boston. If that were to happen, I'd love to be part of what's going on there now. You never know. So he's all for it, of course. I mean, the guy's out of a job, right? So he'll take the job. But I think, you know, coming back to Boston, and again, maybe it does come down to if Robert Williams comes back and Cantor does his little thing, and maybe it is just about having a guy other than Brad Wanamaker be able to make a shot. Right? I mean, Wanamaker's what, 6'2", 6'3"? It's not like he's a monster guard.
It's going to all come down to those guys, the others. And it's funny, you always hear Shaq talk about it to the others. You know, listen, if Jaylen Brown can't deliver, if Hayward can't deliver, I mean, if Jason Tatum has a bad night, well, you're in trouble no matter what. No matter what. But in order to get to the end, to the finals, and to win the finals, those role players, those non-starters, have to have big moments when the circumstances call for them to make a big shot that kind of allows gives them an edge, then they need to make it. And then you listed the bench of the Lakers and compared to the Celtics. Oh my God.
It's a bunch of babies.
But so what? If you see them, you're not going to see them to the finals anyways. You got to figure out
I think that's the reason why you're not going to see them. That's
well,
all.
You're not going to see them because you can't get by the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean,
that's going to be ultimately the reason.
In the Bucks. By the way, Basketball Reference right now currently has MVP candidates.
Yeah. Ooh, Tatum's up there, isn't he? Number four, huh?
Giannis, number one at 58.5%. James Harden is second at 13%. So a huge gap there. Looks like Giannis all the way again. LeBron James, third. Anthony Davis, fourth. Luka Doncic is fifth. Jokic is sixth. Middleton is seventh. Kawhi Leonard is eighth. Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, no Jason Tatum in the top 10.
Jason Tatum overnight went from an all-star to possibly in the MVP conversation.
And think about it. Of that list, so Giannis, LeBron, Davis, and Middleton in the top seven MVP possible candidates, two of them play on the top two teams
and then Kawhi
in the NBA.
Yeah. That would play. This was Anthony Davis actually following yesterday's game, talking about Jason Tatum.
We just make it hard for him. You know, he's a hell of a player, man. He can score it well in multiple ways. And so we just had to make sure that, you know, we try to put a different look on him every time. And we were able to do that in the fourth quarter and kind of hold him a little bit. You know, but he's a tough player. You know, he's going to make, you know, tough shots, and he's going to take tough shots. And I think KCP came in and kind of shut the ward off a little bit in the fourth quarter to help us get the win.
So Jason Tatum, who turns 20, celebrates his 22nd birthday in 2 weeks.
Oh, Lord.
He's 21 right now. 2 weeks will be 22.
He hasn't even had a full year of being legally able to drink
alcohol.
How about
this list? So he's one of four players in NBA history to have at least 3,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 150 made three-pointers before turning 22. The other three, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant.
That's good company.
And LeBron and Kobe played 266. Remember, they came out of high school.
Yep.
Durant, 236, 1 year at Texas. And Tatum's at 209 games. And he's in company with all those guys. So, I mean, you've got the All-NBA player. I mean, he's going to be All-NBA. I don't know if it's second or third team, right? He might have two in Kemba. The question is, can he take that next leap? I know 70% of you guys in our poll said he's a top 10 player. I don't know about right now. I think he's, you know,
well,
trending
in
that direction.
I would say the future, you know, whether or not they make it to the finals, who knows? Probably not. It's going to be really difficult for them to get by the Bucks. But they're going to end up having that number two seed. At least that would be the goal, you know. Philly is completely just deteriorating.
They're still two back from
Ben
Toronto.
Ben Simmons has got an issue now. Horford doesn't play at all. Embiid is who he is. I mean, you're not. It does not look good.
I want to go to Colin in Connecticut. It seems like Colin wants IT back here in Boston. Go ahead, Colin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to call real quick about IT. Honestly, I think he'd be a good sign for the Celtics because, honestly, you know, when you guys need someone coming off the bench, you know, Brad Wanamaker, those guys, they're good and all, but do you game plan for them? No, and I think you would game plan for IT, whether he's the 6th, 7th, 8th man off the bench. And I think that would be like a PR thing for the Celtics too. Like, you know, you got rid of him, you bring him back, and for a business point, you get him for pretty much nothing.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, Celtics fans, honestly, who would you rather have come into the game? Brad Wanamaker or Isaiah Thomas?
Here's the thing.
Brad Wanamaker.
Okay.
How many minutes he has in postseason? 17?
I don't care about that.
So you would rather have Brad Wanamaker come into the game?
Yeah.
Than Isaiah?
Yeah. This year?
Why?
Based on what? I know you're really impressed with his three-point percentage, Isaiah's three-point percentage. I've seen Brad Wanamaker get his own shots night after night for this team. So you want to take Brad Wanamaker, 6'3", can defend at the other end of the floor, and put another little guy out there?
Yes. Yes.
I think you're totally wrong.
Here's everybody's issues. Here's anyone who wants Isaiah Thomas is reliving the year he had when he was with the Celtics.
Join us in 2020, Lou. It's nice here. It's warm out today. It's gorgeous.
You going to take some lift from some bartender?
I know.
You take some lift from some bartender? What are you, Ken Laird?
The Celtics started the fourth quarter with Jaylen Brown, Brad Wanamaker, Gordon Hayward, Daniel Tyson, Romeo Langford. That's all they started the fourth quarter in that game. I don't want Langford. I don't want Wanamaker. I don't want these guys. I don't want Ogilvy. I know, good. Give me some defense for a few minutes. I don't want Carson Edwards. I don't want him. Grant Williams, you know, get some time, whatever.
You don't want Carson Edwards, but you want Isaiah Thomas?
Yes.
They're basically the same person.
Are you nuts?
One's got better glutes than the other guy.
Jesus Christ. Carson Edwards and Isaiah Thomas are the same guy. So one comes into the game, one's going to poop all over himself.
Ryan's wild by the G League stats by Carson Edwards lately.
I mean, really? Carson Edwards or Isaiah Thomas? Is that where we're at right now? You sound like Danny Ainge and the Green Teamers. Can't let go of Carson Edwards. Romeo Langford, got to have these guys. Wanamaker.
I sound like the Green Teamers, yes. Guy that can't let go of Isaiah Thomas, who's played less than 20 games for his last three teams.
Here's
That's
why.
A guy that I want taking minutes
Here's
away
why.
From people who are actually winning for this team.
Anybody on this team is overrated, and that's what you just did. Carson Edwards. You would rather have Carson Edwards.
Over Isaiah
Brad
Thomas.
Wanamaker.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not coming off the bench.
100%.
No Here's chance. The thing. Isaiah Thomas, even if it does happen, and it won't happen, it's only for 1 year, and it's only for the postseason. It's a part-time gig. How much can we squeeze out of this guy? Because that's all you're doing. And all you're doing is say, hey, go in there. Don't worry about anything else. Just get buckets. Get points. That's all he's going to do.
I need 12, 15 minutes. Get a couple of threes.
I think you're still hanging on to the past. You think that this guy is not even, he's not the sixth, seventh best player on your team.
I never said he was. Can he be the eighth or ninth?
But he's, I don't know. I think, what is it worth it?
Your bench is going to be, so right now you're starting five. You have Marcus Smart, Robert Williams maybe, and Enes Kanter.
He's not playing center.
So who's,
right?
Who's the shooter other than Marcus Smart chucking up 13 a game? So just off the bench, you know, who's your guy? Wanamaker.
Wanamaker's my guy.
Romeo Langford, Carson Edwards.
He's my guy. That's Tyler's guy. He said put money on that guy.
He can't shoot, but he's my guy.
He can't shoot. One guy loves
Carson Edwards. The other one loves Romeo Langford.
I love Carson Edwards. I just don't want Isaiah on this team.
I do.
Isaiah would instantly be the best three-point shooter on the roster.
Instantly. Well, I don't know about that.
Who's better?
I don't know. Well, I'm just saying there's some good shooters on this team. But I don't know. Let's go to Dominic because he wants Isaiah too. Dominic, go ahead, pal.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead, buddy.
So I think Isaiah Thomas would be very beneficial, even though he wouldn't put up the same numbers he used to for the team. He's been under Brad Stevens before, so he knows what to do. And him and Marcus Smart had a pretty good relationship together when they played. Mm-hmm. So I think they'd work out pretty well together.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Listen, I want him. I'll take him. Everybody's my side, but I'll take him. And Tyler, by the numbers, you are correct.
By the numbers, yeah.
By the numbers, you are correct.
I'd probably take Tatum 41%
from the 3-point line, but still, you know, Kemba, Tatum, Hayward, all 38% in that range. I want to go to Jeff in Miami. Who wants to put that loss yesterday on Brad Stevens? Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I want to put a little bit on Brad, and I want to hit you for a little bit too, Lou. Let's start with that. You suspended a guy for 3 days. But if you look back in some of your past comments over the last, not recently, but over last year and the year before, I can't remember how many times you say, tell me who thinks this team is better off without Kyrie. You said it many times.
Yeah.
So we're lucky that KD chose to go to Brooklyn and took Kyrie with him. Because imagine if we were stuck with him being injured. Anthony Davis giving up Tatum, Brown, whoever they wanted to give up. And then Davis walks at the end of his contract, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
A whole lot of trouble, as Glenn would say.
A whole lot of trouble.
So, yes. I was wrong about Kyrie, and I suspended myself last week.
Oh, good. All right. There you go. Did Glenn suspend himself, or is he still okay with that?
No, he's recovering from calling
the game. I didn't
think
it became apparent at certain points that it was time to leave. But go ahead.
Well, lucky he quit. When he quit against Milwaukee, I mean, how much more could he take? But anyway, the only person that stopped Tatum yesterday was Stevens. He iced him too long. When you're down Kemba Walker, you can't afford, like you've said all day, Lou, you can't afford to have that lineup of Langford, Smart, Wanamaker, those guys out there for extended periods of time. So he's got to figure out a way to sub Tatum. You know, give him 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there, sort of like what they do with LeBron. You can't sit him for 6 minutes from 30 seconds left in the third quarter to 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game. It's too long. He only had 4 points in the fourth quarter. But the big reason was is because he wasn't out there. So, you know, Stevens gets it. I like Stevens, but he's got to take some of the hit for yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, he sat him for the first 4.5 minutes. So it wasn't
a little bit more. When did he go back in?
At 7:30.
And when did he come out?
What do you mean? He went in at 7. I mean, he missed the first four and a half minutes of the fourth quarter.
Did he come out of the game?
27 seconds left, so you can get a long blow there during the break.
So even five minutes is too long. And what we're talking about Tatum making the leap and being an MVP candidate. I mean, they didn't only just throw two men and give them the Harden treatment at the top of the key. They were playing for there were minutes at a time, and you very rarely see this in an NBA game, especially when you got players like Davis and LeBron. They were throwing a box and one on him. They were throwing a high school defense against him, and they wouldn't be able to do that if Kemba was available yesterday because they wouldn't be able to play that defense. Tatum would find Kemba, and Kemba would either penetrate or hit. So I think if they get Williams back, their depth is not going to be as big an issue as you make it out to be. Now, that's a big if because Williams may never be healthy.
Well, that's big depth. I mean, it's still you still got the hole for Shooter, right?
Yeah, but I don't think Isaiah is the answer to that, Lou. As Danny said, there'll be times when you may be Wanamaker's not going to play in the playoffs.
Okay? Oh, they're no, nine he in the is. Playoffs.
No, they're nine in the playoff. Is going to be Smart, Williams, Canter, and Grant Williams. That's their nine.
Right,
Wanamaker's the 10.
Oh, okay. Well, Wanamaker plays 20 minutes a game. He's playing. And, I mean,
he's the only Celtic that has not missed a game this
year. He's playing.
Year.
Your backcourt is Kemba, you know, Smart, and Wanamaker. As far as that role, bringing the ball up, yeah, he's playing. And I think they need to improve that spot, and they never did. So we'll see. All right, listen, we got last call coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
And it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier.
Our Last Call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car and help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.org. That's Cars with a K.
Ooh.
Kristen, I know we didn't hear much of it, but it was on behind us the whole day, really. The celebration of life for one Kobe Bryant at the Staples Center looked packed. All of Hollywood was there. You got Beyonce singing, Alicia Keys. Everyone's coming up and speaking, but a couple guys in particular. First, I want to start with Michael Jordan, who added a little bit of humor here to this thing because it was an emotional day.
We talked about everything. And he was just trying to be a better person. Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crime meme for the next... I told my wife I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to see that for the next 3 or 4 years. That is what Kobe Bryant does to me. I'm pretty sure Vanessa and his friends all can say the same thing. He knows how to get to you in a way that affects you personally, even though if he's being a pain in the ass. But you ever have a sense of love for him and the way that he can bring out the best in you. And he did that for me.
Mm. So that was Michael Jordan with the crying meme line. Got everybody to laugh for a while, I'm sure, which is good in that setting because it looked like it was a very emotional day. But it didn't end there because Shaq shared a couple stories here that got the crowd smiling as well.
The day Kobe gave my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that. So I went back.
I saw the, I have a bunch of friends, obviously family members that live out in LA. A lot of people went to it. The crowd, I'm actually amazed they didn't have the set like the Coliseum or at the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Because the amount of people that
were... Were they talking about that?
Yeah. They initially were talking about having it at the Coliseum or the Rose Bowl just because it can hold so many more people.
Mm-hmm.
The Staples Center, I mean, the floor was packed and, of course, the stadium was packed. But it was amazing the fact that this is still going on. Yeah. I mean, I guess this is the end of it as far as memorials.
This is the end, and some of the Celtics stuck around. You saw Kyrie Irving.
A lot of players there.
Hit him pretty hard, but
yeah.
So, how about this one, by the way, real quick? I just saw this tweet. Joe Burrow, the first round pick. Now they get the combines measuring everything, right? So his hand size came in at 9 inches.
Ooh.
Shortest among first round quarterbacks since 2008. So Joe Burrow tweeted this out. He said, considering retirement after I was informed the football will be slipping out of my tiny hands, please keep me in your thoughts.
Very little.
You buy into those things?
No, I don't.
Size of the guy's hands.
Listen, the guy can flat out sling it. I don't care. Don't mess with his arm mechanics. Don't mess with anything. He's got little hands. It's like Trump. Trump's got little hands.
He's got little hands. Speaking of little hands. What's up, Mutt?
Shut up.
What is that about?
Speaking of little brains, loose here.
Mutt here.
Morons. Nice job on Saturday, guys.
That was fun.
It was fun listening in.
That was fun. We had a good time. We tried to keep some of it for real, but then, you know, we had to have some kind of fun.
Third inning came around.
You guys had fun. Forwarded the wave. Lou was kind of telling stories. And Glenn with those, I'm glad you guys compiled those. Could hear it during the game, the names.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's obsessed with, like, over-pronunciating, like, every single name. Like, he gets in that booth, he mocks it. And then he's the exact thing he mocks when he sat down with you in the broadcast
Tampa
booth.
Bay Rays, Jet Bandy, Josh Osich, Tropical.
Tropical.
That's my favorite one.
You may hear that quite a bit tonight.
Tropical.
Well,
Joe Ryan is.
We put them all together for you, so feel free to use it.
We're going to.
Nice long loop.
You guys did a great job. We are going to talk about a bunch of stuff tonight. We're going to start with the Boston Celtics. Proven right about two things yesterday. I was proven right by two things yesterday. We saw. Well, you'll find out at 6 o'clock.
You know,
that's the whole point.
Like
you get in
the
car.
You're teasing.
You get
me,
in
like,
the car. You so, listen for a few
which
minutes.
Forces and then
you
me to listen.
And you call your wife. So what are we doing for dinner? And
no.
I'm done listening to Mutt for the
dinner?
Rest of the night. No,
I'm making a shake.
I'm sorry.
That's not as good as it gets.
Trying to bounce back off the weekend. There you go.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of Celtics.
Celtics, and then some Tom Brady. Jeff Howe, an interesting nugget about Tom Brady's contract tonight.
Ooh, I missed that.
And the combine starts tomorrow, so we'll be very busy with all that. Including
a combine watcher. You guys, combine watcher.
I love it.
No, we. So I'm not a combine watcher, but EEI.com sent not one but two people to the combine.
Really?
Hannibal and Hart are out there for the next 3 days.
I like the combine.
3 days.
Like when I see like the you know, the 40s.
Two guys, huh?
Yeah.
The 40-yard dash. I don't like seeing the offensive linemen go.
Why?
But the skilled guys I like seeing.
I love corners.
That's a fast tight end. Pats won't draft him. There's a good wide receiver. Pats won't draft him. Great.
I really like the bench test because there's always some hardo, you know, crazy guy that slaps the chest. No. He likes to slap your chest to get you ready. Now, you've never met this guy before, so how does he know that maybe you don't like your chest being slapped? Maybe you're one of those guys that just likes to focus from within. You got this guy, come on, you got to get these dogs going, go. Slapping your chest like it's like the last thing on earth. It's personal.
You don't like that part.
Sounds like someone had an issue at the combine.
I like the QB thing too, you know, when they actually throw the football. Burrow's there. He's competing.
But
huh?
None of the good guys ever throw anymore, do they?
Well,
they
have
their own pro day.
Burrow's getting tested. He's probably not throwing, right? None of these guys throw.
I don't see. I feel like the guys that do test are the guys that have absolutely nothing to hide or worry about because they know they're good. They don't have to sit there and just wait till their pro day. Those are the guys that
but most of the studs don't do it anymore.
Yeah, because Burrow's going number one no matter what, right?
Yeah.
But every now and then, the guys do it.
Yeah.
Every now and then they do it. It's not like they're going to get hurt. All right, come on.
Okay, you guys got to go. Goodbye.
Buoni.
Yeah, so you'll hear more of that here with Bud at night. And Glenn Ordway will be back from Florida. We'll have some fun with him tomorrow here. So it won't be just the MFers. Tomorrow you got the full OMF show. All right, that's going to do it for us. Mutt's got you covered here, Mutt at Night. That's coming up next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Vidal Bruján, Jagger Rosconi.
Good paisan.
So it's Brandon Lau, but it's Nick Lowe, and yet they both spell their name the same way.
Yep.
Grant Williams at short.
Sounds good.
Not the Celtics player. Mastro Buoni. Mastro Buoni. Buoni.
Mastro Buoni.
Buoni.
Good Italian restaurant.
Buoni. I said that right, Lou? Buoni.
Good job.
Lamar. It's Ryan Lamar. Thank you. Vidal Bruján. We do not have a first name, so we'll just call him Sully.
He's from Dorchester.
Sam McWilliams. All right, so your new pitcher is Phoenix Sanders. He is from Germany.
All right.
They're importing him from Germany right now for this game.
over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.